Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's up, everybody? It's your coach. Welcome back to the Coach HP Show. If you haven't yet, please take your time, subscribe. Episode 89 of the Coach HP Show. Subscribe to the most positive. It's official. It's the most positive show on the internet. The show giving the people the most love. The show for the people, by the people, to the people. Today's guest on the show, episode 89, Frank the Tank, the King. Frank is a special person on its own, on his own. He has his timing, the way he thinks, the way he moves. All his stuff is just him. He's an OG. He's an original. And if you know anything about Frank, he's spontaneous. You don't know who you're going to get. We shared our passion for soda. We shared our passion for sports. He's a Miami guy with the Dolphins. I'm a Miami guy. I grew up watching the Mets here in Miami. He's a Mets guy. We talk about relationships. We talk about him working at the courthouse. We talk about getting the break at Barstool. Him crushing it at Barstool. So without further delay, I give you episode 89 of the Coach HP Show, Frank the Tank, Frank el Tanque. Let's go.
People want to talk, they're talking reality. You have not seen me in action. You think the come up comes overnight? You ain't behind the scenes. Trust me, these things don't just happen. No shade to Gerald, but geez, don't come easy when you trying to eat up producing and rapping. I read that contract you sent me to sign, but excuse me, I can't help myself. I'm just laughing. Hey,
3, 2, 1, Tank, boom, and we're live. Dude, first thing, bro, the name Francis, man. I think that's the coolest name a dude could ever had. I almost thought about naming my son Francis for a little bit because it was Sinatra's name. Did you always find that to be a cool name, bro?
Well, it's always just been Frank because my grandfather actually was Francis. He didn't like the name Francis, so I'm just Frank.
So you're just Frank?
Yes.
Look at you, bro. Frank, we share a lot of things in common, man. Number one, the Dolphins. Let's talk about the Dolphins real quick, dude. How does a dude from, is it New Jersey?
New Jersey, yes.
How do you end up a Dolphin fan, bro?
Just the years of Dan Marino. Of course, one of my first Super Bowl memories was of Super Bowl 17, which didn't end right well, but I was a Dolphin fan since even probably before that. And then A.J. Dewey and, of course, the Mud Bowl and the game they lost to the Chargers with the hook and ladder play. In fact, I just got this off of eBay recently. The Don Shula patch.
Look at that, dude.
That they wore this year. And then Dan Marino comes along, and I was a Dan Marino fan all those years.
Tank, how old are you?
I'm 45.
So we're pretty much the same era, bro. I'm 42, man. I was too young. You were a little older to when they went to the Super Bowl against the Redskins. We were pumped. We thought something was going to happen here. I'm Cuban from Miami. When I interviewed Dan Marino, I told him he was like our Pope.
Dude, I mean,
much suffering. You don't know. I don't know if you know this, but when the Dolphins are winning in Miami, it's a different thing, bro, here in Miami. We have been the perfect mediocre team forever. Like, literally count us in for like a fucking whatever 500 season is. That's
7-9. 7-9. Too many fucking 7-9 seasons all these years, you know. There's nothing. It's worse than sucking. It's just to be just forever mediocre. You're stuck in NFL hell,
dude. You now, let's go to the other team. Let's get the sports stuff out of the way.
the Mets, right? Now, you wonder why a Miami guy. I used to be a fan of the Mets because we didn't have the Marlins growing up. So for some weird reason, we got WWR. And we'd listen to the Mets, Tim McCarver, Ralph Kiner, I think was his name.
Yeah, Ralph Kiner.
I would always see this RC Cola thing on the TV. I've heard about the Secaucus, New Jersey place that I've never heard of in my life. And I'm Cuban. A bunch of Cubans moved to New Jersey. It's the second biggest Cuban population. One Miami, number two New Jersey, dude.
Union City.
Union City, bro. The Mets, man.
Which actually is, Union City, you just mentioned Secaucus. Union City is like, and Secaucus like border each other.
Dude, that's crazy. I don't know if you know this, but in youth baseball tank, New Jersey's huge now, bro. Did you know that?
Well, look at some of the big stars we've sent to the majors recently.
Ever since Mike Trout, dude, it just put New Jersey on the map, dude. I've been there I go there probably like five times a year to speak to the kids there, dude. It's amazing, dude.
Well, look who's up and coming. I don't know. I think he's eligible for the draft this year, but maybe it'll be next year. And I'm talking about Jack Leiter.
Yeah, what a beast, huh?
I mean, well, his father is he's from New Jersey. His father's from New Jersey.
His father used to be a Marlin, bro.
Yep.
Won a World Series with the Marlin.
Also with the Mets.
What's going on? Also, he was with the Mets. That is true. What's up with the Mets, bro? I was with them. I coached with the Mets. I was right-hand man to Dave Joust, who is now your bench coach again with the Mets in the Dominican Republic. I was with the Mets, and I was with them here all through minor leagues at the time. Wilmer Flores was in high A at the time. Den Dekker was in high A. At the time, I think Matt Harvey was around there.
You know, I think Den Dekker is now a coach now at the Mets.
Yeah?
A minor league coach. Not major league coach, but he's like a minor league instructor at the Mets.
Talk to me about your Met passion, bro. What's up with that?
The Mets just drive me nuts. You know, I was a Met fan going back to the Dwight Gooden days, 84, 85, 86. And they just haven't been able to win another championship since.
Yeah,
it's frustrating.
Tank, your passion for sports, bro. Did you ever think that you would be where you're at right now in your life, man?
Always wanted to be there. Didn't know if I'd ever actually make it, but I finally did.
Your jobs, dude. High school. Let's go to high school, right? Did you play any sports in high school?
No, I sucked.
Little league. Any sports at all when you were young?
I just didn't have it. I never really was that good. I never really ever did anything. I did like maybe intramural things and stuff like that, but that's about it.
When you said you never had it, you never had what, the coordination, the passion for it?
Coordination.
But did you have the passion for it?
Yeah.
Did you practice at all, or you just felt like, dude, it's not even worth it?
I just wasn't good. I couldn't hit the ball very far.
You didn't try football?
I'm too small for football. I'm only 5'8", 5'7".
When you saw yourself after high school, man, were you in high school? Were you a popular guy? Because you're a popular guy now.
Not really.
Were you more to yourself? Is that with your boys? Who would you hang out with?
Basically more to myself, I would guess.
And when you were yourself, dude, that's very interesting, man. What were you telling yourself? Are you just like, life is just whatever? Were you a good student? Like, what are you telling yourself?
I was a decent enough student. And I was just always hoping that somehow I could find a way to make it somewhere and prove myself.
Prove yourself what? That you're talented? That you can contribute?
That I'm talented and I can contribute, yes.
What talents, bro? I know what talents you have, but what talents do you see yourself?
I don't know. I'm just creative, I guess.
And you've always had that?
Yes.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I guess it's a natural ability. Maybe just my mind or something like that works kind of differently than most.
That's for sure, Tank. Tank, family, man. Are you more like your dad, more like your mom?
That's hard to say. I mean, my father doesn't like to go anywhere. He just likes to sit in front of the TV and vegetate. And I can't just imagine doing that all the time.
Right.
My mother's a chain smoker, so I'm. But yeah, maybe I'm a little bit of a mixture of both. Some of the bad parts, some of the good parts.
Any siblings, Tank, at all or no?
No, no siblings.
So you're an only child, bro?
Yes.
So do you think you were spoiled as a little kid or no?
Maybe somewhat.
Dude, when I look at your trajectory, man, after high school, talk to me about your life, bro. Where did you end up? Where did you want to go?
After high school, I first went to a 2-year county college. And then I went to Montclair State for a broadcasting degree.
So you started broadcasting, huh?
Well, I couldn't find a job in broadcasting.
Now, thank God, because if you notice, man, now more than ever, these broadcasters are so phony that it's out of control.
Yeah.
Is that what you noticed back then? You're like, fuck this, dude. These guys, I don't fit with any of these people.
Yeah, you know what the sad thing is about to be? Most of these people that get these jobs, these broadcast jobs, all know somebody. They have a hookup.
Right.
And it's not about talent. It's about who you connected to. Who's your hookup?
Tank, now that you did that after broadcasting school, what were you doing? Like, what were you doing for work? What was your life?
It took me a while to find a job, study work. I worked briefly as a substitute teacher. I just wasn't cut out for that, I could tell you that much.
Dude, let me tell you a story real quick, Tank. I substituted for one day at a school here called Christopher Columbus High School. That's actually the school that cut A-Rod, believe it or not. It's a school where John Jay went to. John Jay's probably the most popular alumni. It's a very popular private school. And I substituted for one day, bro. I wore a blazer. I looked official. And if I could tell you, dude, those kids, I substituted with the seniors on, prom? Not prom, the thing before prom.
Junior prom?
No. It's, you have it twice a year. There's prom and there's something else.
Homecoming dance?
Homecoming, bro. I substituted before homecoming seniors. They were going crazy, man. They'd raise their hands and be like, Professor, this guy's gay. This guy's hitting on me. It was out of control, bro. Did you see that too when you substituted?
No, I actually substituted with younger kids.
How long did that last?
2 years, and I didn't do that. Wasn't called upon that often, and then I finally got the courthouse job.
And that's the thing you did forever, the courthouse job.
Yeah, for 17 years, nearly 17 years.
Bro, while you're doing the courthouse job, are you realizing you're funny? Are you Frank the Tank anytime in there, or yourself?
Yes, of course.
Who are you messing around with, Tank? Talk to me.
Oh, the lawyers and stuff. I came up with a song called Silver Cuffs that was on Christmas, and it was, you think you can sweet talk your way out of this time, but you're not gonna see the light of day. You are going to a dark place, and you won't be going home. It is time to realize it is here. Silver cuffs, your client's going to jail. Ring-a-ding, make them sting. He won't be going home by Christmas Day.
My man, listen, that's a hit, dude. Now, who would you sing that to? Just to yourself or to people?
No, to the attorney.
To the attorney? Where? Like in the courtroom? Or
Yes, sir. There was like a break.
Dude, courtrooms are interesting. They're not a place a lot of people want to be for a lot of reasons.
Oh, of course.
What did you learn? What did you learn there, man, being in a courthouse?
I learned that there's a lot of inefficiencies in the judicial system. I learned that the whole drug thing that we're doing is just completely fucked up. That we waste a whole lot of time just battling fucking drugs and things like that.
And when you mean battling drugs, like there is no end to it, or it's just
it just, we arrest someone for like 3 vials of crack.
So it's like ridiculous for that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's I saw a case where a guy was arrested. He had three little envelopes of heroin, and the case went to trial. A trial that lasted 2 weeks, and the defense won it on just by demonstrating that the defense attorney had a packet of sugar and he ate it, and says, "There, look, I just ingested 1/3 of the drugs in this case."
That is crazy.
I saw another case where another drug case where three people were arrested, and two drug pushers and the buyer, and the attorney for the one of the drug pushers had like all these heroin envelopes and threw it right in front of the buyer. The buyer looked like he was like salivating and like wanted to jump over the table and grab him.
No way, dude.
And it was like these two black kids from the ghetto where you did the drug pushers and the buyer was like from the upper suburbs of New Jersey, and it's like and you see him like twitching for the drugs. That night, as the jury deliberated, he was arrested again in Newark trying to buy more drugs.
No way, dude.
After the trial.
Tank, did you have any ambitions to become a lawyer, dude, after you saw all the stuff there or no?
You know, maybe if I would have, I might have, but I just didn't have the, by the time I was working at courthouse, did not want to go back to like school and do that.
That whole thing. Because, dude, I could see you representing the people, man.
Yep.
When you start thinking of content, is that something that you started doing organically? Did you start to do it because you saw a way out?
It is organic mostly. Like a lot of my songs just come up to my head, they pop in my head at any moment.
And you've always sang them like without no problems. You just, you know what, this is, I got to rip it right here, right now. Here we go.
Yes, yes.
But I also saw that you're now doing intro to podcast, man. So congratulations to that. I think you're the new voice of intro to Token CEO, by the way.
Well, that would be great. That's funny.
I was on episode 80 of that. So, dude, maybe that's a new thing. Maybe you know how people have ringtones. Maybe yep. That's your new thing. Maybe they bring you on and you start hitting intros for podcasts, dude.
Yep. I was on the Yak today playing that Oculus.
No way, dude.
Which was interesting, but.
How often are you on the Yak?
I was on the Yak like 2 or 3 times this week.
Nice, man. What a great show, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's fun, dude. I was on the Yak too when I left Erica's podcast. Big Cat grabbed me and put me on the Yak, and interesting group, man, of people. You get to mess around there and have fun.
Yeah, a lot of people were out this week, though. So there was no Nick and KB are doing content down in Florida.
They're in Florida, yeah.
And Brandon's is still recovering from COVID.
Wow, dude. Tank, when you get that famous, I don't know if it was DM, email from Dave, talk to me about that, man.
Yeah, it was interesting. I got invited on to the radio show. At the time, I was still the KFC radio show when it was KFC doing like his thing live. And Dave was on there. And I was on there right in my lunch break from the courthouse. I was on there for maybe, how long was I on there for? I was like maybe on there for maybe an hour or close to an hour, 45 minutes. And then from there, they hired me part-time to do some blogging. And I did that for like the better part of 3 years. And the end of October, I got the offer to come full-time, and I did.
Are you happy you came on full time?
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, I see you as a guy at the beginning, nobody knew how strong of an impact you would make. Did you even surprise yourself or were you like, wait till they get a hold of me?
I was like, wait till they get a hold of me.
That confidence in yourself, Tank, where does that come from?
Just years of just always wanting this and always hoping to get my opportunity, get my foot in the door.
Dude, I love that. Tank, I'm the biggest failure in the history of Miami baseball by far, bro. My dad beat the shit out of me throughout the sport, and I never got as far as I wanted to or I should have with the talent I had. I just hated it. It was brutal, brutal. But I believe everything happens for a reason, man. Luckily, I became like the kid whisperer with sports and parents and with positivity and stuff like that. Do you feel that stuff happens for a reason, man? You've been around for this long?
Maybe, maybe.
Or is that too philosophical for you?
That's very philosophical. I don't know 100% of what to believe, but I could see that.
Because if you look at your trajectory, man, you're a guy that stayed the course of what worked for you. You didn't venture around too much. You said, okay, I'm going to do this little courthouse thing, but I'm going to make it almost like my night court. Remember that show, Night Court?
Yes.
You're like, I'm going to turn this into my little night court. And you started to do something like that.
So yeah, maybe and I worked there long enough to get my pension vested. So when I turn 60, I'll be able to collect on it.
Look at that, dude. That's a move, man. That's a move. Tank, who's your favorite person to collaborate there on Barstool for, man?
I like working with Roan a lot. Roan's good. Big Cat's good.
With your itinerary, man. Do you have like a daily thing that you do, or you just show up and exist and it goes from there?
How do you show up? I want to do a soda review and write a blog at least every time while I'm there.
What kind of review?
Soda review.
Soda?
Yep.
Frank, my dad worked for Pepsi 30 years, bro. I'm a big Pepsi guy. Okay.
Yeah, I'm over Pepsi's over Coke too.
You like Pepsi too? Because it's sweeter, right?
Yes, yes.
And Coke is just tougher with the digestion and stuff. That's what I see. What do you think?
I can see that. Cherry Coke is good, but I and so is Cherry Pepsi actually. But yeah, I'm more of a Pepsi guy.
All right, let's talk some Pepsi then, bro. Do you remember when Pepsi went clear?
Yes.
What do you think of that? Was that bullshit or was that?
It wasn't that good. It was kind of a gimmicky thing.
Yeah, but now you're drinking what, a Sprite?
Yep, I'm drinking a Sprite.
7-Up went down the drain. With Pepsi, they got Sierra Mist, which I think is, or Sierra, yeah, Sierra Mist is, tastes horrible.
Oh, Sierra Mist is like, ugh.
They fucked
nothing
up
like
there.
Sprite.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think 7-Up was kind of close. I think always Sprite dominated.
Yeah, 7-Up was always, well, 7-Up actually came first.
Okay. So let me get your ranking. I like Pepsi over Coke. I like Sprite over 7-Up. I love, which is not with Pepsi anymore either, but they used to be. I love Sunkist over Fanta.
Well, you know, here in New Jersey, Pepsi Pepsi distributes Crush products.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Sorry, no, it's not Fanta. It was Crush, bro. That's what it used to be. So growing up, Crush was with Coke. And I guess now it's all
over the place. No. Crush was with Pepsi. Fanta's with Coke.
But growing up, it was different. Because growing up, Sunkist was with Pepsi. Now Sunkist is no longer with Pepsi.
Yeah, Sunkist is an independent company.
It went independent. Yeah.
Sunkist, 7-Up, and are basically like the group together with Canada Dry. RC Cola used to be pretty big, but RC Cola is hard to find now.
How did you like the taste of RC Cola?
RC Cola was all right.
It was good, huh?
Yeah.
I almost think that Domino's messed with them for a little bit here in Miami, if I'm not mistaken, because I remember seeing them here in Miami.
But yeah, those companies and Dr. Pepper's also involved in that group. And I'm not a big Dr. Pepper guy, let me tell you.
No, that's horrible, bro. That's horrible. I'm not a Dr. Pepper guy. I'm not a Mountain Dew guy. What about you?
Mountain Dew's okay, but I'm just not that wild about it.
In your soda reviews, what good sodas do you like that are
around? I like some of the flavored sodas. Whatchamacallit, like Grape Co. I tried from Alabama.
Nice, man. How much sodas do you have a day?
Maybe 4 or 5 cans.
Do you switch it up, or is it Coke, Pepsi, Sprite?
Oh, I switch it up all the time. I have Pepsi. I drank Pepsi earlier. Now I'm drinking a Sprite. I have some orange soda. I have actually Orange Crush in the fridge now.
Nice. But when do you have your first order?
Typically around noon.
So before then, what are we having to drink?
Like an iced tea or something.
Like Lipton iced tea?
No, I would actually, it's a different brand. It's like a brand that's available in stores up here called Turkey Hill.
Nice, dude. Tank, for fun, bro, what do you do, man? Is it just the games, the sports? What else do you do?
Yeah, basically. And then I work on my webpage whenever I get a chance, although I haven't done too much for my sports encyclopedia recently.
And that little beep I hear back there, what is that?
It's my MoonVac acting up.
What's a MoonVac? What is that?
Well, I had abscess removed from my knee. And this
That's right, dude.
And this thing's supposed to put like a vacuum pressure on it. And it's just like acting up a little bit right now.
How do you feel after the procedure and stuff?
I feel good. I just need to get this damn thing off of me so I could won't have to carry around this stupid thing anymore.
So you got to carry that to the city and everything?
Yep.
Tank, are you going to the city every day?
About 3 or 4 days a week.
Yeah, you look forward to going in there when you're in there, huh?
Yes.
You're interesting to me, man. The live streams, you crush. The Jenga thing, you destroyed. You did amazing there. Even though you don't win, having you in anything is cool. Do you feel your presence there, man, when you do stuff? Do you love that?
Yes.
Why is that, bro?
I just like trying to make content. It's fun.
It's fun, huh? How much of that is Frank and how much of that is Frank the Tank?
I think there's a lot of Frank the Tank in Frank, so it's kind of hard to sometimes separate the two.
Tank, imagine if you would have been you right now in high school, bro. Same guy you are right now, but in high school. What do you think would have been different, man?
I think I could have made something faster.
Instead of waiting all that time at the courthouse, huh?
Yep.
Like you, yeah, because obviously a lot of people don't know there's no internet back then, so you had to go the stupid traditional route. You didn't have YouTube or any of that stuff, you know?
Yep. In fact, when I graduated college, there still was no YouTube.
Frank, now I'm sure, bro, you go to places and you're recognized a lot, dude.
Yep. I went to the Met home opener and there must have been about 20 people that stopped me.
How does that feel, bro?
It's nice. It's fun.
It's fun. It hasn't gotten tiring yet or anything.
Sometimes it gets a little bothersome, but you know, I appreciate the support.
Why does it get bothersome? Because you're just trying to go from point A to point B or what's going on?
Yeah, sometimes.
And they want with the pictures and stuff?
Yep.
Frank, now since you're a popular dude, talk to me about the chick department, bro. What's going on there?
Well, that's one thing that hasn't worked out yet, but you know. I don't know if I'm quite ready for that yet anyway, so.
They're not sliding into your DMs, bro?
No.
You strike me, bro, with the singing as a romantic guy. Am I right there or no?
I don't know much. I don't know that much about it. It's been a long time.
But you do have this romance, this romantic thing to you, bro. When was the last time you were on a date?
It's been a while. Then I would say 21 years.
No way, bro. Get out of here, dude.
Like I said, it's been a while.
Tank, 21 years?
Yep.
Buddy, we got to find you the chick, bro. What is, you got to get out of the room, dude. Okay, now let me ask you, are you making an effort to go out at all? Or are you just staying indoors?
I'm just staying indoors right now. I don't know. I don't know if I'm really ready for a relationship of any type yet, so.
Yeah, but just forget a relationship. Just even to hang out with a chick, bro, to go like to dinner and stuff like that, no?
Not really. I'm not sure.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Dude, man, I think, listen, brother, you're only 45 once, dude. What are we going to wait till we're 80? I think now is the time to attack, dude.
Maybe one of these days. I'm just not ready. You know what I mean?
Well, I think, to me, you look ready, bro. If you can sit there and do content, you could go out on a date. And listen, I'm not talking about getting married here, but I'm talking about just having fun and hanging out, man.
And maybe later this year.
I think so. I think we should get that in the agenda, bro. What type of chicks do you like, Frank?
It's hard to say. You know, I really can't put my finger on it.
Ethnicity-wise, there's no preference?
Yeah, maybe like an Italian girl or something like that.
Italian. From up north, south, where?
Well, I guess New York, I guess.
New York. So we're looking for New York, Italian girl. Frank, what if I put this out on live so we start blowing up with Italian chicks from your area, bro?
Oh, that'll be fun.
I think, dude, you could be the new Bachelor, bro. Come on. I think we do the Tank Bachelor show, and I think we can, you want some content? Come on, and if the Spanish girls, come on, buddy, I'll translate for you. And we'll just, let me ask you a question. What if all of a sudden, who's the Mets for, okay, does the chick have to like the Mets? Does she have to like the Dolphins?
That'll probably help.
That'll be helpful because that way you guys can go to the games and stuff like that. Frank, have you ever thought about being a dad and stuff like that or no?
Sometimes.
And then what happens?
I don't know. I just really don't know.
Dude, I think, I don't know, man. I see a lot of qualities in you that I would think make a great great father and a good partner, bro. You're passionate. You're honest. You're hardworking. I mean, I don't see, the only thing missing is do you need a wingman? You want me to go up there and hook up? Buddy, I'll go up there.
One of these days. I'm just not in that
frame of mind right now, huh?
Yes.
Frank, what's your favorite kind of music?
Lately I've been listening to a lot of yacht rock. Yacht rock.
Okay. Who's your favorite yacht rock guy?
I don't know. There's Bertie Higgins,
Bertie Higgins. Who's Bertie Higgins?
Yeah, it's some guy from like the 80s. I mean,
what does he say?
He sings a song called Key Largo. Like I said,
guy. Wait. No, that's not. Yeah, it's like Bertie Higgins. Yeah, that's my fucking guy, Tank. I love that guy.
I mean, I love that shit. I just listen to that like yacht rock, which is like a little bit of.
That's my thing, bro.
Yep.
That's 80s all day. I love that. Tank, what are you looking at there, buddy? Come on, talk to me. I see.
No, I just saw an email that I just needed to look at closer when we're done.
Is it good email or bad email?
I don't know. It's something about...
Take a look.
It's something about shareable content. So I just got to
You got to take a look and see what's up?
Yep.
Dude, I'm so excited for you, brother. I think... The sky is the limit with you. Do you feel that with you, Tank?
Yeah. I think I could get more places.
What's your vision in the future? I know you're doing this. So you want to do more soda thing. I know you want to do more
hot dog reviews.
Hot dog?
Yep.
The Dodger dog's overrated.
I've never been to LA to try a Dodger dog.
You haven't been to LA? Anywhere you want to go?
Traveling. I mean,
where do you want to travel to?
Anywhere. I want to try to get a hot dog in all 50 states eventually.
Dude, listen, when you come to Miami, motherfucker, you better hit me up. I'm telling you. Have you been to a Dolphin game here or no?
No, I've never been to a Dolphin game in Miami. I've been to Dolphin Jet games at the Meadowlands and a Dolphin Giant game at the Meadowlands.
Tank, we got to do one in Miami, bro.
Yeah, maybe this is the year I'm going to go down to Miami.
Tank, you promise me if you come to Miami, you're going to hit me up and we go to the game together?
All right, yeah.
I'll pick you up at the airport, bro. We'll sit there. We'll watch a game. We'll watch the Dolphins go 500. I'm so tired. How do you like Tua? Do you like Tua?
Well, we got to see how he develops. That game in Buffalo was a disaster. But other than that, he wasn't that bad. He's just got to be more aggressive, I think. Maybe if he plays has a full season, he'll feel more comfortable. I mean, I would have loved to have seen the Dolphins go out to Deshaun Watson before all this shit came up with about him. And now I think it's just too much of a risk.
Right. What do you think about that, man, with all these players and stuff like that happening? What do you think about that?
These players just got to be careful. I mean, shit. I mean, any little thing could be determined, could be called sexual harassment now. And these players just got to watch themselves because... they got a target on their back, and if they are a little bad and it starts like the snowball, there's no escaping it.
Tank, I think the problem is, man, nobody's preparing these guys.
No.
For what's coming. It's literally sign them, win for us, and pray for the best. And when something happens that's a little off,
yeah,
see you later and keep it going, man.
Yes. These players are just ill prepared for a lot of this shit.
So tomorrow, ironically enough, tomorrow I'm going to meet with Yasiel Puig, who's going through the same thing. But his thing is a civil case, it's not a criminal case. The girl, he already released a statement, I think, this week. I don't know if you saw that or not. Did you see that?
Yeah, that he basically feels like he's getting railroaded.
Yeah, he says, I think the thing is, he hooked up with the chick in the bathroom. There's a DM of the girl going after him, stuff like that. And, dude, it's hard to be
a lot of these players, these have the groupies. Now the groupies, you see that if they claim that they were assaulted, now realize that they could get dollars.
Tank, I'm telling you, it's hard to be a dude who's into chicks during now, man. Because it's hard because the amount of girls that are thrown at these guys, and the hotter ones are more than less known ones. But it's almost like if you're a dude that's known, you gotta have to go after girls that are at least a little bit known to avoid this kind of thing, right?
I mean, they really gotta be careful. They really gotta be careful these days.
Damn, man. I totally agree. Dude, I want to talk about, before I let you go, Jose Canseco, bro. You going after him was amazing. Jose Canseco to us, growing up in Miami in the 80s.
Well, yeah, he was
our guy, Tank. When I tell you that, in Tamiami Park, where I play Little League, there was probably 50 teams that had, they were Oakland A's something, Canseco's A's. They named the street after him, which is crazy after. And he's the biggest disappointment in the history of us. Because, you know, us Cubans, since probably Desi Arnaz, Tank, we haven't had anybody to like really show us a thing. And we thought Jose was going to be it. And you couldn't ask for a more total opposite guy, bro.
You know, the problem was he started using steroids in the minors. And then he got to the majors and he started teaching everyone else how to use steroids. And then he told that when he when everyone blackballed him out of the game, he responded by telling blabbing about all the people he helped use steroids. And you just can't do that. That's really rotten.
And Tank, if I could tell you something funny, man. So when I lived in Las Vegas, Canseco lives in Las Vegas at the time. I don't know if I think he still does there now. We played a softball for the casino, right? Because I worked for, I ran a club called Hyde in the Bellagio.
Yep.
And we played against Canseco's team, right? This dude, it's so sad, man. He literally warms up, like if he's a professional baseball player. He does he does the stretching. He goes through the whole routine. And I go, how sad, man, that a guy who you could tell loves the sport gets caught. Listen, the fact you get caught, you get caught. If that guy would have just gotten caught and said, listen, you popped me, whatever it is, blah, blah, I think he could still be huge. I think he could have still been huge, but I think he just thinks so short-minded, man.
Basically happened to him at the end of his career. He wasn't that good anymore, and nobody wanted to deal with him anymore, so they cut him. And he claims to have gotten blackballed from the game. But the truth was that nobody wanted him anymore because he always had a rotten attitude. And
injuries like crazy. Anyway.
Yeah, and everyone always knew he used steroids.
Right, 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 right.
Everyone always knew. And when he wrote the book, about it and got Congress involved, because his book led to the congressional investigation, which led to the Mitchell report, which led to the Balcom investigation, which led to Barry Bonds, which led to all these players getting the scarlet letter, the scarlet steroids. And so basically everyone knew he would, it was basically someone who was dirty and then taught everyone how to use steroids. And because he was in the mud, dragging everyone else in the mud because he couldn't handle his consequences.
Tank, you going after him in Rough and Rowdy, bro. Was that your idea? Who came up with that idea?
Well, when we were starting to talk about the fight, I mentioned that, oh, Jose Canseco's a wimp. You're going to kick his ass. And he's a rat. And so that's how they just started getting me involved.
They just start cranking you up, huh? You're like, yeah, let's go.
Yep.
Tank, what screen are you looking at, buddy? I see you looking at the Mets game.
Mets aren't playing. It's just an old game that's on right now. They got rained out today.
Like a classic game?
Yep.
What game are you watching now?
The game where Bartolo Colon hit the home run.
No way. That's right, Bartolo Colon. Who's your favorite Met?
Currently, Jacob deGrom.
I was going to rate top three Franks of all time. I think I put you number three. I go Frank Sinatra, you at number three, and Frank Viola. Is that cool? Does that make sense?
That sounds very good to me.
People forget Frank Viola, man. Don't sleep on Frank Viola.
Frank Viola, 1987 World Series MVP, 1988 Cy Young. Very good player.
Dude, and like him, you rock kind of a mustache, Tank, no?
Yeah, a little bit.
Any plans on growing it out? Can we grow a beard, or is it
just... Every time I try to grow a beard, it just doesn't feel right.
Really?
Too much.
I think we should do it, man. I think the Tank can pull off a sweet beard, dude.
I've tried it. It just doesn't work for me.
How often do you shave?
Maybe once or twice a week.
Do you shave razor or do you use like a machine?
I use the machine.
All right, Tank. I hear you, dude. Tank, I'm sure I don't know if you know something. You've become a real inspirational guy, man, to a lot of people. When people ask you for advice, what do you tell them?
I tell them just try to be yourself, I guess.
That's good advice, Tank. That's good advice. Tank, man, I can't thank you enough for coming on, brother. I know you're a busy guy. I know you're a man of the night, but I truly appreciate this, man. Before I let you go, any questions for me, man? Anything I can help you with?
No questions.
I love it. I love it. Where can they find you, Tank?
Well, I'm all over the place. You can go find me on Twitter, NJTank99. I got my YouTube channel, Frank the Tank Fleming. I don't use IG that much, but you can find me at NJTank1975 there. And of course,
why don't you use IG that much? Why don't you use IG that too much?
Because I prefer Twitter. Twitter's my favorite.
What is it about Twitter? I'm not a Twitter guy, bro. I don't get the Twitter game. What's up with Twitter?
I just think it's a quicker response, quicker, like more interactive.
Right. I'm going to follow you on Twitter, Tank. I'm going to follow you on Twitter. All right, dude, don't hang up, okay? Let me say bye to you the right way. I'm going to end you right here, but hold on, okay?
All right.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.